Hello, I am Dr. Rosari Griffin, and this is an interview with Dr. Lekha Menon-Magesheri, who is the president of UCC's Indian Alumni Association. We will discuss the impact of COVID-19 on the Indian community at UCC. Hello, Lekha. You're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Rosari. Thank you.
Now, you're the president of the UCC Indian Alumni Association. Can you tell us about that group within UCC, how it was set up and for what purpose?
Yes, it was formed in 2017, it was inaugurated by Professor Patrick O'Shea. This is a group of Indian alumni, and we organize events, fundraising events, a CV workshop for the students, and this is mainly to benefit the Indian students who don't know any procedures when they come here, when they get lost, you know.
Okay.
We guide them.
Okay, so you're almost like a support group for the Indian students who come to Ireland.
Exactly, yeah.
And how many students roughly are you talking about? How many students come to UCC from India?
So last year intake was around, was between 250 and 300 students.
Okay.
Just in UCC. And our CIT, sometimes we do communicate with them as well. So that's around another 100 students, so almost 400 students.
Wow, that's quite a lot of Indian students coming to Cork.
Yeah.
Very good. It adds to the multicultural dimension of the campus, which I'm sure is very welcome.
Yes. I think it's a good feature, you know,
yes.
The diverse community, and UCC welcomes them with open hands. And I think that's the plus point here.
Very good. Now, how have the Indian community been impacted by COVID-19?
So initially when they heard about this, you know, the exams were canceled. Their exams were online. They didn't know what to do. They were in a panic situation. And so we were contacted by the Embassy of India, by the ambassador.
Okay.
His Excellency Shri Sandeep Kumar, to form an Indian community support group all over India. And our secretary, Dr. Anuya, and myself became the, and two others from the community as well, formed in the Cork. And
yes.
There are other support groups in different counties all over Ireland. We are currently helping the community and students with counseling and guiding them with new government initiatives and also unemployment schemes. And also today, as we speak, they are boarding their first repatriation flight. Some of them are going back to India, and the next one is on the 2nd of June.
Okay.
And this is all because of the Embassy of India.
Okay, so assuming then they were in lockdown here, when in March everything went into lockdown?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And the airports were, you know, they couldn't go back to India.
Okay, so they were forced to reside here for the time being. Now, I do believe in India there was a similar situation, a lockdown. Did that happen at the same time?
So it happened 2 weeks after Ireland had announced its lockdown.
Okay, and obviously that impacted on the flow of students or even any Indians coming to Ireland because they were then locked down within their own country.
Yes, that was the issue because some of them had left just 1 week before the lockdown in Ireland.
Okay.
Because they thought, okay, they can come back quickly. So some of the Indian students who are registered in UCC are still in India.
Okay, and did they want to come back or was there any point in coming back when everything went online?
No, they didn't want to come because of the they were happy to take the exams online, but it was just that they wanted to look for jobs. So they are planning to come back when the international flights commence.
And what kind of jobs would they be looking for? Are they predominantly medical students or are they regular students that are looking for summer work?
Most of them, the postgraduate students, most of them, they are from the business background. So it would be in the business sectors, and some of them are from food science. Medical students, we do have medical students, but I think medical students, they kind of have their own arena, so they're fine.
Okay.
The other students, which are really affected. So, and some of the students, they are actually stuck here as well. They are not able to go back and they are facing some financial crisis.
Okay.
and we had to support them. So the SVP, St. Vincent's de Paul, had made a wonderful, you know, they came forward. I contacted the city council and asked how to help the students, and they guided us to St. Vincent de Paul, who is currently giving and helping them by giving them vouchers for Lidl and for the Asian food groceries, around €60, and we are helping around 150 students now.
That's very good. Yes, it's great to hear that, because ultimately we have to support our international community as well.
Yes.
And tell us, how were they impacted directly on COVID? Was the, you know, when they were locked down, obviously they didn't have the support of family around them because they're miles from home, which is in India. So were they confined to their own apartments, or did they have a little network of friends, other Indians who they could rely on during this time?
So luckily it was their exam time, I would say.
Okay.
And we advised them not to leave from their accommodation, mm-hmm. Or from their apartment. We advised them to stay in, and if they want to talk to us, we were always available. They were messaging us frequently. They were talking to us. So we were four of us in the Indian Community Support Group from Cork. So they were contacting us now and then. And we gave them all the instructions. And we told them to focus on studies, because until 8th they had exams.
Okay.
And that was their study period. So I think that was a huge benefit for them as well, so that they can go and probably read their lessons rather than thinking about COVID.
Yes, yes, exactly. So it was a good distraction in a way.
Yeah, it was.
Ironically enough, yes. And tell us, were their own families impacted in India?
Some of their parents, they were very worried how their children would be here.
Okay.
And though their families were not affected as such, because that's also a lockdown and they were just inside their homes.
Yes.
But we had calls from parents who are secretary, Dr. Anuya, kindly attended them. And in fact spoke to them almost every day because they were really scared of their children, which is, you know,
understandable. Of
yeah.
course, yeah. And so you said there's one flight already after repatriating a number of students back to India, and there's another flight on the 2nd of June. Is that it? Will yes. all the students be gone then?
So not many students have opted for that.
Okay.
Because now the exams are over, and they think that they might get a job, though their internships and internships are cancelled, but they're still doing their projects here.
Okay.
The group projects. So most of them are staying back, and the others decided that they would do their projects back in India, and they would come back maybe late August or September.
Okay. And that was my next question, which you preempted. Are they coming back then in the autumn time to proceed on with their studies?
Yeah, we have advised them to come back.
Yes.
Because we don't know what the situation would be. But if it's fine, I think they can come back and look for jobs.
Yes. And tell me, in India, what is the situation like there? I mean, if they are repatriated back to India, is the death toll in India at the moment quite high? Is the level of COVID contraction high, or is it under control? Have they quashed the curb?
So, no, they haven't, because it depends on which state you're talking about.
Yes, obviously India is huge.
Yeah, in Kerala, yes, it's okay. They have flattened the curve. But last 2 weeks, from right, because they are kind of getting past international people from other countries, from UAE and US as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now the cases have gone up.
Okay.
And Mumbai, the 2nd of June is the Mumbai flight, which is going from here to Mumbai. And that's actually it's a hot spot.
Okay, so it's an epicenter at the moment.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, which isn't great. Okay. And these repatriated flights, are they especially just for the Indian students or Indian, we'll say, natives or citizens, or is it for anybody?
It's only for Indian citizens.
Okay.
And that too, we are doing it on priority basis. So basically pregnant women,
mm-hmm.
and who have come for short-term, in short-term visas, like elderly people.
Okay.
And who need some urgent immediate medical attention.
Right.
Then students. So these are the main priority group which we have,
And out of interest, is that supported by our government or by your government?
So it's supported by the Embassy of India in Dublin.
Okay, okay. And you're saying the students haven't really taken up on the offer. They would prefer to stay here and possibly it could be safer at this point to stay here and continue on with their studies.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, I bet you didn't, Leka, when you took on this. You were only set up in 2017. Little did you anticipate how quickly you would have to be mobilised into force as a buffer for the students in this way, you know, to be a go-to organisation and also for the parents who have sent their children abroad. Little did you realise what role you would be playing in 2020.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know I would be advising people about the pandemic.
And I see you are a microbiologist, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a microbiologist. I did my PhD in microbiology in UCC in 2013. I graduated in 2013.
Yes.
And now I'm working as a postdoctoral researcher at the School of Biochemistry and Cell Biology.
Fantastic. And you do this as a part-time voluntary interest?
Yeah, this is completely part-time voluntary interest.
Fantastic. It must be almost like a full-time job now on top of your postdoctoral research.
It is actually, because especially in the first few weeks, I used to get calls like almost 5 to 7 calls a day.
Gosh.
And that to counselling because people were just panicking.
Yes.
You know? And we had to calm them down and each call would be easily 30 minutes.
Gosh. Okay.
So.
Yes. So I'm sure, yes, your services were being pulled on all different fronts. But you've done a fantastic job. And it's really good that St. Vincent de Paul as well have, come up to the plate and have assisted as well, because obviously we're a global community now and we need to help each other. So yes. I'm really pleased to hear that as well. So well done.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leka. You're doing tremendous work there to support what could be a very vulnerable community. And you're reaching out not just to UCC students, as you said, but CIT and Griffith College and others.
Yeah.
400 students in Cork, quite a lot. That's a big undertaking, as well as linking in with all the other communities around the country. So well done, you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I'm sure when all this is over and the fuss has gone away, I think we'll have time to appreciate and acknowledge people such as yourselves who played an important role during the pandemic to keeping people safe and secure
and
keeping the families reassured that their loved ones are fine.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
So well done you and to everybody involved in it. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you for taking our call. And there you are listening to Dr. Leka Menon-Margasheri, who is the president of UCC's Indian Alumni Association. And this interview can be listened to on CRY104FM.com. Go to podcasts and click on Dr. Rosari Griffin, presenter podcasts.